Oh, thank you.
Well, well, well. Good morning to all you motherfuckers. How's everybody doing today? It's a nice, brisk little morning out here today. Actually, it's really a nice day. I'm super stoked. And how are you people doing on a Tuesday morning? A drive to work, whatever it is you're doing. All right. Yeah, well, we started off with some cool, cool tunes. A band that I love, they were label mates back in the 90s, Motochrist, with Hellbound and Sun Won't Shine Today. By the way, if you are a member of Spotify, Apple Music, or Anchor FM, then you get to hear the song in its entirety. And, you know, some people don't want to hear it, they just want to hear part of it, and it reminds them how much they love that, and then they put it on later or something. But if you do want to hear the show with, you know, the way it's laid out with the full song, sign up for one of those. Spotify's a good one, Apple Music, you know, I go up and down with them, but anyway, yeah, some really cool stuff there. And then finishing that up with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young from the album Deja Vu. Woodstock, great song, tells a great story. And of course Jimi Hendrix with the national anthem, because we do love America here at the Miserable Morning Show. Right? Very cool. Well, we got some cool stuff coming up, news, weather, world news. And I said yesterday that we'd get to the horoscope. Today we're going to get to that, I promise. So I hope everybody's having a great morning so far, enjoying that coffee, and let's rock out with our cock out to some Motley Crue. Yes, we are back. We are back to terrorize your miserable morning. And terrorize we will. Right, David?
That's all we know.
That's all we know.
That is all we know.
Sure.
My mother told me that when I was young, and here we are. So. She also, you know, and I'm jumping in real fast, but, you know, I've always had, I'm kind of a straight guy. We do this, we're the odd couple. She has always said, no matter where you go, you find that guy.
That guy. That guy.
What? Did I pitch out of a lineup?
Is that what happened? I became that guy.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
The guy is a little different.
You know, I used to be somebody.
Could have been a contender.
I, you know, I'm still somebody, but God, I didn't know I'd be that guy. By the way, speaking of that guy, did you see this thing in the news? Denzel Washington and Dr. Phil have their own pill. It's like the new Viagra. And look at his old lady. Look at Denzel's old lady. Does she look like she's getting boned fucking regularly?
She's holding herself up.
I bet he's got a huge fucking dick. Man, Jesus Christ.
Dr. Phil? Oh, sorry.
Maybe him too. He's Jew, right? Yeah. Jews and blacks, I hear, have the biggest dicks. So, I don't know. I'm Italian, and, you know, mine is... Mine's only an inch long, but it's 14 inches around. It looks like a hubcap.
I'm hung like a baby. 8 pounds, 3 ounces.
That's nice. Well, we had a nice block of music there. Some of my favorites. God, I love the morning. I love playing my favorite music in the morning. We started off with Red Hot Motley Crue. Awesome double bass intro. I remember the first time I heard that. I was walking into my house. And the girl I was dating at the time had brought home the Motley Crue album. And I knew who they were. I'd seen them on the strip and stuff and before they were, like, you know, signed. But, like, I didn't know who that song, you know, I just heard that double bass intro and that, well, all right! I was just like, God damn, man. Who is this now? Like, there's just so many good bands coming out right then. And, geez, so, yeah, Red Hot Motley Crue, and then Holiday in Cambodia, because it's tough, kid, but it's life. And my favorite room, Lime Spiders, another one. During the 70s, late 70s, I was in love with all the bands from Australia, the Lime Spiders, Radio Birdman, you know, AC/DC, like everything out of Australia was killer. And then 2020 with my yellow pills, because you know what? My pills are yellow, and I'm going to keep it that way. I am not buying into... I wonder what color Phil's, Dr. Phil and Denzel's pills... Yeah, you know what they're called? HD Testro.
I bet...
Testo.
I bet they spent like $10,000 in marketing research to come up with that little... What color is it now? Blue pill is... It's a big
deal.
Well,
it's a blue bottle. And what does it say? It says dietary supplement on it. It's not allowed to... Yeah, well, it does say it says male enhancement.
But there
hormone.
Are no FDA...
90 tablets is what the bottle says. I wonder how much 90 tablets cost. He says here, he says the product is repeatedly selling out within minutes. And Denzel Washington says his member, oh, his number.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
says
oh,
his number's never been happier. I know his old lady looks stoked.
Yeah, she's beside herself.
He's just, yeah. Look at the size of that fucking ring on her finger. Wonder what that is, like amethyst or something gnarly. Anyway, so yeah, that's like that's the biggest thing in the news right now. That was the biggest thing in our news feed. I did see that a mob boss from what was that?
That was interesting. Was it Whitey?
Whitey Bugler or something like that. He was
he British?
A notorious mob boss from New Jersey or Philly or something.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find that. Anyway, he died in prison. It says no prison staff or other inmates were hurt. So I wonder if somebody killed him or if he died of old age. Here it is right here. Boston gangster James Whitey Bugler. Look at him. He doesn't look like a mob boss. You know, it's so funny. When you hear about somebody's notorious behavior, you picture this, like, real badass. And, you know, they don't look like Tony Soprano. They look like Pee Wee Herman.
Or Walter White.
Yeah, or Walter White, exactly. Yeah. You know, they just, there's something that says here, the Bureau of Prisons also said that no other inmates or staff were injured, and Federal Bureau of Investigation is now investigating his death. So somebody offed him, 89 years old, they're like, revenge is revenge. We don't have... How old you are, motherfucker? You know? Well, my dad used to say that. No debt, you know, no matter how illegal it is, a debt's a debt. You know, here's another guy. Right here, let's see what the fuck this is. What is that? Oh, a Trump fan convicted of anti-Muslim terror plot asked judge to consider Trump's... What does that say, David?
I can't see. What? Trump's rhetoric.
Rhetoric, yeah. What? Like, consider Trump's rhetoric. Yeah. I'm not even going to touch that one, you know? Like,
you know, both sides are going back and forth. We don't do politics, remember?
Well, you're right. We don't do it. Look at this.
Can I do a little local politics?
Yeah. Do some local
politics. Is it okay if I jump into sports, or we're not ready for that?
Jump into sports by all means.
Well, I got something really excited to talk about here, and I want to get over to that page. It looks like our fair city is in the running for the 2030 Winter Olympics.
Oh, you're kidding me again?
Yeah, it's really exciting, and it's a little soon. It says here that we're going up against Denver and Reno, Tahoe. And and what's interesting is our wonderful mayor. Do you know who our mayor is? This Jackie?
Yes.
And forgive me, I'm new to the city, but I love
Batowski. The Big Lebowski, they call her.
Yeah. She's the dude.
Yeah.
But she's pretty cool. I mean, I've seen her around town, and I really like her style. But she said that they're really putting their heads down. And the good news is that 89% of us want this to happen. Who are the 11% that don't want the Olympics to come here?
People that don't own businesses, people that are not into sports, people that don't see any, like, you know what happened? You know, I touched on it a little bit yesterday, but, you know, Park City used to be a hippie town. And the only thing that was really Park City was known for was Sundance. And it wasn't even the film festival yet, I don't think. It was where people gathered. Filmmakers, independent filmmakers gathered in this hippie community. And I think that's what brought it here. I could be wrong, Aaron. feel free to email me at gabyrocks@gmail.com and tell me if I'm wrong on anything.
Two transplants from LA.
Fuck off or hot chicks, you want to date me? I don't know.
Yeah, you can do whatever
you want. Gaby, G-A-B-E-Y, R-O-X at Gmail.
We're both single, by the way.
If I'm wrong on something, please let me know, because I will correct it and I will give you the credit. Right. Oh, wait, there's Whitey when he was young.
Oh, he looks slick.
Man, he a gnarly looking guy. Okay, so maybe... Yeah, because, you know, I look a little pathetic at this, you know, at 56, and I used to look badass at 20. I mean, I was
It's hard to look at those pictures.
It really
is. No, you know what is hard is when the young girls look at them, they go, that's you? And you're like, what?
I hate when they say that,
and
don't
what's
you?
Weird is there was one moment where I went from everyone saying I looked like Ben Affleck to Jack Nicholson.
It's a gray in your beard. They're
and it was a fat in my face,
older,
the long hair,
with
the
older
balding.
Guys,
and
yeah.
The, yeah, yeah, yeah.
In my 30s, people told me, you look like Perry Farrell.
Yeah.
And I would look at pictures of him and I'd go, God, that looks creepy. In my 20s, people told me that I looked like Geddy Lee.
I don't even know, from Rush.
I mean, I had really long hair.
There's a picture that you showed me the other day. Who was that? He says, looks like me. Anyway.
I can't remember.
All right, back to this Olympic thing real quick. How much do you think it's going to cost, the budget is for that Olympics? What's the price tag on that thing?
God, I don't know how to call stuff like that. $20 million?
Yeah, it's $1.35 billion, and guess what?
Jesus.
It's a deal because they've already built the bobsled, the luge,
they already have all that stuff still there.
So this is bargain basement stuff right here. $1.35 billion. So.
The luge. Caitlin, if you're listening, remember that Polish Bones for luge? My old drummer / girlfriend / rebound girlfriend, Kat, I'm sorry to bring this up, but if you're insecure about it, it was so adorable. Just know that I thought it was adorable. Her tongue was too big for her mouth or something. And she would talk like sometimes, like when she'd get too drunk, like there was something else in her mouth besides her tongue. And so I would make her say certain words, and we were listening. Remember those guys, the luge guys got killed, or like four guys got killed.
Yeah.
So I made her say Polish bones for luge. Polish bones for luge.
And how did she feel about
that? Oh my God, when we were alone, she would say, she'd say, and we'd laugh and everything. But I do remember getting a little sensitive about it. But I'm going to tell you, that girl's an amazing drummer. She's an amazing person. Caitlin, God, and she was an amazing girlfriend, you know, Kat, if you're listening, I just want you to know that there isn't a day goes by that I don't think about what a great gal you are, just really, as a colleague in the music world, as a ex-boyfriend, as a, you know, whatever, you're awesome, girl, you're awesome. So anyway, enough of that.
All right.
What else is in the news? I saw something else that was like,
well,
really,
let's see. It's interesting. I always wondered how long it took Robin to come in the morning. She seemed, because she did such a good job with the news, and it's one of those things where it's kind of fun to have someone else read the news to you. But
wait, this is it right here. Okay. Sorry, Robin.
I'm gonna read the obituary.
At 105, at 105 years old, she is the world's oldest living celebrity. Do you see who this is? Oh my God, this
Pamela
is
Anderson?
So awesome. Pamela Anderson, yeah. At 105, Pamela is... At 105, it's Doris Day.
Oh, she's looking good.
Look at her, she's still beautiful. Doris, you're fucking
fantastic.
Adorable. You're a beautiful
woman. How old
does
that make you? She's 11 years older than my father.
Yeah, 105. 105 and looks like
God,
that. Look at this, are you fucking kidding
she looks
me?
Like she's like
Doris
75.
Day. Jesus Christ.
You know, it's
going to
be hard
kid,
aging in Hollywood, you know?
When I was a kid, I had the crushes on all the older... everybody my age, they would have a crush on, like, what was it? Susie Quattro.
Yeah,
you know,
were Sophia Loren.
Yeah. I was into, like, the older ones, man. I was, like, you know, Raquel Welch and, man, I loved those. And she was one of them.
My dad used to show me, you know, when Elizabeth Taylor came on, he's like, oh, she's such a beauty. I'm like,
God.
What, her? And he showed me some pictures. You're like, okay, all right. Now we're in the house. You know what's interesting is having the actors that you grew up with playing parents now.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, and like kind of getting into the, you know, I'm dating grandparents now. You go to Oklahoma and Utah, you're dating,
I know,
New York, you're not.
Look at this. Here's one that was one of my all-time favorite, but age 25. Look at this. Lucille Ball at age 25. Now, you want to see gorgeous, bro?
Oh, yeah.
You want to see gorgeous?
No, not really. I've been a little dry lately. Been tough.
I'm not kidding you, man. This woman was the most beautiful. Look at that. August 6, 1911 to April 26, 1989. So she was up there when she died. But you got to see. Let me find a picture of Lucille Ball when she was young. Here's a picture of Lucy in their old age. I don't want it in old age. You know, come on, just show me a picture of Lucille Ball when she was 25. Just pics. Just put in pics, you know? Like, let's see. Okay, look at this. All right, now here she is, probably at 40-something. Gorgeous.
Yeah. And hilarious. And hilarious.
I mean, just...
You know what's interesting is the studios owned all of that. You know, they didn't get any of that.
Oh, I know, I know.
You know, they should own them.
You know, like, stars got screwed back in the day. It's like skateboarding, you know? Like, I was in skateboarding when there was no money in it. And like, Dwayne and you know, all the guys that were around back then in the 70s skating and all... You know, there was no money. I mean, I know, is it Brad Logan? Yeah, Brad Logan, the Logan Ertzky. That guy's like homeless and broke in San Diego. Like, the guy innovated, you know, downhill skating. All that sidewalk surfing and everything. I mean, Lonnie Toft, Brad Bowman. Like, where are those guys? I mean, they got no money. They made money later, you know what I mean? Like, they all got a shoe deal or some, you know... old rights or something, but back then, and now skaters, like, you know, a 15-year-old kid that's making $190,000 a year skateboarding.
It's a different world now.
It's a totally different world, yeah.
You have more reach.
Is that Marilyn Manson somewhere right there? Oh, no, that's a picture of Reagan from The Exorcist. I am not going to find, are you kidding me? I'm not going to find a Lucille Ball's picture. okay, wait, no, here we go, 1959... Lucy Ricardo, 1959, let's see. Because I'm telling you, man, I remember back then, but I saw recently somebody had a picture of Lucille Ball.
Naked?
God, I wish, dude. Man. Jesus Christ, was she fantastic. Fucking gorgeous.
My grandpa had all those old Playboys with Marilyn and...
Look, here's her and Ricky...
And the Varga girls.
I mean, look at this picture right here. Desi Arnaz, Lucille Ball, and Milton Berle.
Milton Berle.
In Sunday Showcase, 1959.
I love those shows.
Give me a picture. Will somebody please give me a picture? That's the same picture we just saw. I mean, come the hell on. I'm going to try. I asked David to tell me to kick me in the shin. I'm trying to, you know, I'll just have to come back to that later. But anyway, miserable mornings with David and Gaby. And let me tell you, we are having a blast with this. The show is only going to get better. We are recovering from our big drug raid, you know. This is embarrassing, you know. Like, so many of our neighbors drove by and saw the feds out there and you know, tearing our house up. We live right on a main street. How embarrassing, you know? I mean, like, if I was using drugs and all screwed up, that's one thing. But, you know, when you're trying to clean up and you're trying to change your life and something happens like that, it's embarrassing. And you know, it's not even over yet, David. Yeah. We're going to have the guys from the space suits.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Upstairs.
Well, we're going to be out of here.
But, you know, like, they were convinced that we were cooking meth. something. It blows my mind.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've learned is if you are doing the right thing, for the most part, and twice so far, the last two times... I've actually had decent interactions when police come to my home. One time when Kim and I broke up and the sister sent a police officer over, we were drinking tea inside. It wasn't like one of these drunken breakups. And they didn't ask me to step outside. That was the first time. I mean, I remember they usually just sit you on the ground handcuffed or whatever. Like, you know, and this time they were very nice to us as well. I mean, it was like they had to do their job.
Yeah.
But given what they thought was going on and what it looked like, because we were trying to flush people out. We were moving things around. Things were flooding. We were. I had switched places and I had been traveling a lot. I went away and it just, you know, there's only so much you can do. When Gabe and I are here together, we could cover both sides. But when one leaves, we're in trouble.
Well, I mean, you know, when you moved away, when you and Kim moved in together, you know, I had the relapse, and you know, I took it pretty far down the scale. You know, I mean, I went back to gun toting, you know, outlaw world, and you know, I was being bad. I was being really, really bad. Yeah. And then, you know, a few events happened, and I just said, you know, I've had enough of this. I want out of this crap. And, you know, it was just a delayed reaction. They raided this place with information they had on who I was, you know, a few months back.
Yeah.
And so I get it. I mean, you know, any part of them that were rude, because there was a couple that were pretty rude. But I got it, you know. It's just embarrassing.
Ugh,
it's
so worse.
Embarrassing that, you know, my daughter, I know, you know, she drove by and saw it. Bulletproof vest, the whole, you know, all these cars, squad cars and unmarked cars and all. You know, I'm going to just say this. I'm going to just throw this out there and take it for what it's worth, people. You know, getting high in the 70s was rad. I'm sure the 60s were rad. I was a preteen in the 60s. But in the 70s, like, I had so much fun smoking weed.
It doesn't blind you, too, when you're smoking it. You know, it's like,
and,
you can actually smoke a joint.
And, you know, as far as chemicals and all that, you know, it was fun. And then it just started getting worse and worse to where the point where it was like, you know, nowadays, you do drugs, it's such a stigma attached to anything. You do speed and you're just a scum of the earth, you know. And, you know, there was a time when it was fun and people just looked at you like, well, you're a little reckless. They didn't look at you like you were a bad person. Now, you're a bad person. And, you know, like, I was tagged with that WPOD, you know? White punk on dope. Let's hear it.
Oh, thank you.
Yay!
And just like that, we're back. All right. Yes, I am looking at some... you know, I'm laughing right now, but I'm not laughing at what I'm looking at. Italy storm kills at least 11, most of Venice floods. This is horrible. This picture is just... It's heartbreaking. It really is. Just boats all over the place. Yachts just torn up. You know, deaths include a woman buried by a landslide that consumed her home in northern region of... God, this is just... Natural disasters are, to me, the most saddening things. It's just like you're totally unprepared.
Yeah.
You know, I was in that Joplin tornado about 8 years ago, and I mean, just this thing comes down out of the sky, you know, and I was at a truck stop, and they put us all in the shower, and, you know, like, this thing comes out of the sky and rips things to shreds, and we come out, and you look around, and the devastation is just... It's unbelievable. And I don't even understand how people rebuild in those places. I mean, it's clearly going to come again. But, you know, at the same time, I get it. It's like, you know, you don't want to leave some place that you love. Or I don't know. But this year, strong winds blamed for at least several deaths in Italy. Several people have been killed by flooding and strong wind. You know, you're fighting for your life. you're running, you're you know, you're trying to swim, and just like, holy shit.
You know, I was in 9/11, so it's the same thing. You're just caught by surprise. There's nothing you can do. And living in Oklahoma, too, with those tornadoes, man, those freaked me out.
I mean, I grew up in Los Angeles with earthquakes, and like, you know, 71, we had the Selma earthquake. I was a little boy, but, you know, the Northridge quake, it's like, it's just, 1 minute everything's great, and the next minute, everything's not, or 1 minute you're asleep and the next minute you wake up and just horrifying event. Anyway, well, let's look at the weather for Salt Lake City. Let's see what the hell is going to go on here.
It's cold today, isn't it?
It was a little chilly this morning when I woke up. I like that feeling. I like that brisk in the morning. Not too cold, but just, just that nice little deal there. You know, today is, it feels a little colder than it is. It's 50 degrees. It feels probably more like 40, 45 or something, you know, but 44% humidity, and the dew point's at 28. Pressure is, it's dropping. The pressure's dropping. It's 30.15. Visibility 10 miles. That's what one nice thing about the wind is, you know, makes it to where you can see. In Salt Lake, we have bad smog here in Salt Lake. They call it inversion. When I first called it, I was like, the insurgents? What do they mean, insurgents?
Where are they?
But no, it's, you know, and right now it's just tornado season. There's tornadoes all over the place, touching down all over, in, you know, all the typical places, Illinois, Indiana, you know, people don't think of those places. They think tornadoes, Kansas, you know, Dorothy kind of deal. But, I mean, they hit down in, like, Alabama really bad. I remember Tuscaloosa and, you know, seeing tornadoes there. It's just, and this year they say is going to be a pretty crazy winter. We had two pretty mild winters in a row, so we will see, you know, what the hell we're up against. But let's take a look at the 5-day forecast and see what Salt Lake is up for. Today, I know it's mostly sunny. Like I say, the high is 50. The low tonight will be 31. So if we do get any rain, it will snow. Tomorrow, it's partly cloudy. High of 51, low of 42. Winds out of the west at 7 miles per hour and 45% humidity. Thursday, though, we're looking at showers. But it's warm up. You know, the cloud cover will warm it up a little bit. But we're looking at Thursday's high will be 52. A low is 44 and 50% precipitation. We'll get a little rain. Winds out of the south. I love how, you know, it always changes when the storm comes. You know, it's like 1 minute out of the west and boom, out of the south, here comes the storm. But 7 miles an hour out of the south, 73% humidity. Then Friday, mostly sunny, high of 63. 60% humidity. That's about right in the normal range for this time of year. And then Saturday, partly cloudy. Temperature's still in the 50s, so it looks like we're going to have an all right week. Nothing too gnarly. I'm just waiting for the snow, because this year, what are we doing this year? We're fucking ski animals.
First tracks.
Ski animals.
Yeah, I like getting out there early, do you?
I'm buying new skis this year. I'm going to go buy state-of-the-art technology. I'm not fucking around this year. I'm not going to go buy used, sad, nothing. I'm buying new boots, state-of-the-art technology, new skis. I am going all out. And I know, you know, snowboarders out there, ride. But, you know, me, I'm a skater and a surfer. And anybody who says that snowboarding is like skating or surfing has never skated or surfed. Because it is not. Surfing and skating, my feet move around. Every maneuver I make, my feet move a little bit. And snowboarding, you are locked in.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And it's not. Yeah. It's a totally different deal. And, I mean, if you've skated or surfed, you're gonna pick up on it easier. But it's not the same.
Well, they said a lot of snowboarders moving to skiing because it gives you a different kind of experience. But,
I don't know. I can hit jumps. I can go in the half pipe on skis. All that. So, I tried snowboarding a few times. And I went out with my buddies that all snowboard. They took off down the mountain. There I was, like, just eating shit and going, you know, fuck this. So I went down where, you know, I'd rented the snowboard, and I told the guy, go, can I just trade this in for some skis and some boots? He said, sure, no problem. I got on the skis, and I was keeping up with everybody. And, you know, that's just my thing. And I grew up skiing, and I love skiing. So.
You know, I grew up on a mountain.
Yeah.
And so for me, you know, we had those T-bars. And I was so little that my mom would go up with me, and I would actually sit on it like it was a chairlift.
Oh, my God.
My feet wouldn't touch. And she taught us how to ski, and she said the worst day was when she walked into the cafeteria in the morning, and the three kids were arguing over who had to ski with mom. She knew that we had passed her. We felt so bad. She was a good skier.
Yeah. That's great. No, I love skiing. It's to me, it reminds me of, I used to see these pictures when I was a kid. We'd go to Brine Head or Mammoth. And I would see these pictures, and they were of, like, the old-time skiers in the 30s and 40s. It was just awesome.
Yeah, that's when we had it. My dad owned it in the 60s and 70s. Yeah. It was fun then. But, you know, if it wasn't for the snowboard industry, we would have been out of business.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. It saved a lot of these resorts. Because
so I don't,
just...
as much as I don't like snowboarders, I got to run out for a phone call. I actually have a
Get out of here. Do your phone calls. Hear that? Hear that? Listeners, you're left with me, the young Marquis. There was a name I haven't heard in a long time or said in a long time. You know, I grew up listening to KROQ. I'm going to plug that because if it was not for Rodney on the Rock and, you know, all the daytime DJs on KROQ, I would not have had the experience to grow with music. In Los Angeles, you listen to, they didn't have KNAC, they had KLOS, KMET, and K-Rock. And if you listen to KLOS or KMET, you got the standard issue rock and roll. They were great stations, and they played great music, but they did not change with music. K-Rock changed with music. Whatever was new and cool, Rodney played on Sunday night.
Rodney.
And then the stuff that was, you know, radio friendly or the stuff that was just like way, you know, made it into regular circulation in a playlist on the radio. And I remember, I remember when the Adolescents, when the Blue Album came out and Amoeba was like getting played on, you know, daytime radio. Yeah. And
how about Wolfman Jack? What do they call that? The Saturday Night Special?
That was 60s. With Man Jack 50s and 60s, but you know, radio has always been something I loved, and when I was a kid, everybody said, "Oh, you got a radio voice," and you know, it was something that.
No, they said face.
Yeah, right. They said I had a radio face, but you know, it was something that I knew I would never be able to do because you had to go to school to be a DJ. Mm-hmm. You had to, you know, to put broadcasting, all that. When podcast came out, I didn't even know what a podcast was. You turned me on to it. You told me what a podcast. I thought a podcast meant like you could pick a radio station and put it on your iPod and listen to it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I thought. And David turned me on to podcasts and... I was like, wait a minute. You mean I can have a radio show?
Yeah.
Like me, I can have a radio show. Yeah. Oh, my God. So, you know, some of you guys listened to me when I first started out. And you know, I took to it like a duck to water. But there really is an art to it. And I feel like I'm getting better as I go along. I'm miles from where I would like to be with it. I appreciate all my listeners' patience with me. I try to be me and I'm, you know, I like being a funny guy. I like being an entertainer. That's me. I've been an entertainer my whole life, but I appreciate your patience allowing me to grow with this. And you're listening because, you know, yeah, I could fill the whole thing up with great music. I feel like I got great taste in music. I feel like I've been exposed to it all my whole life. So I know the good new ones and I know the good old ones, but, it's the talking. And the dialogue, like, I love being able to communicate to people what I think about things, and I love to hear what you think about things. So please, please email me. You can send your emails to Gaby Rocks, GabeyRox at Gmail. Also, I think we have an email address that we can link to the station, on Anchor. And I'll get that dialed in. I'll get a nice email address for there. But for now, I'm giving you one of my personal email addresses. Please, girls, no photos of you with clothes on. but no, knock yourself out. One. Send me, question me. Ask me about things.
Have we been questioned enough this week?
I have got, I've got a little experience everywhere and everything.
He teaches ballet.
If I don't, I can point you in the right direction. Yes, that's correct. Right, I teach direction. Ballet. I am I grew up in performing arts. Yeah. I used to be embarrassed when I was a teenager. Oh my God, ballet. But, I
was something else. Inspired as ballet.
That's what he always said to me.
And I love theater. And tonight I get to go work at Thriller, the last night of Thriller at the U at Hayward Theater, I forget, but I get to go do last night there, and work with the dancers and Odyssey Dance Company. Let me give a plug there, because this is a rad dance company. Now, I've seen some of the best, but I want to tell you that this Thriller is just it is unbelievable. If you didn't get a chance to see it, Salt Lake City, I'm bummed for you, because it's been there all month, and tonight's the last night, and if there are tickets available, I encourage you to go look it up. It's at the U, and go see what really, really hard work can manifest into when it comes to dance and theater, because they did an amazing job with it. Absolutely amazing. So anyway, you got weather, you got my opinion, you got David's wisecracks, and it all comes to you right here at the miserable motherfucking morning show. Miserable Mornings with Gaby Schiavone and David LaMarche. That's right here at Anchor FM. That is FM fucking motherfucking. Anyway, and the cussing, I know. Just because we can doesn't mean we need to. And, I want to clean it up a little bit anyway. I do have a vocabulary besides the F word. And I would like to exercise my right to exercise my vocabulary. So, by the way, speaking of which, we have not even talked about this, but what are y'all going to be for Halloween? I'm going to try and be human. we wanted to have a haunted house here, but now we are the haunted house. Like, no parents are going to bring their kids to the building that got raided by the Drug Enforcement Administration. It's scary.
That's
enough,
really scary.
Yeah.
I shit my pants twice living here, so I can imagine what
you... Right?
Holy crap.
But no, I wanted to have a haunted house, but maybe wherever I move, we'll do that next year. But what I'd like to hear, what are you going to be for Halloween? Hit me up, Instagram or Performance 925 is Instagram. That's the Performance Guitar Company's Instagram. And then Gaby Schiavone is my regular Instagram. You could look me on Facebook, but Facebook, I don't know, that's a little more personal, kind of more like my kids and relatives and stuff to look, they see what I'm up to or whatever. But, or like I say, you can email me at Gaby Rocks, GabeyRox at Gmail, and let me know what you're going to be for Halloween. Tomorrow, we're going to talk all Halloween costumes, tips, ideas for costumes and makeup, and it's my favorite holiday of the year, Halloween. That's right. And speaking of which, let's rock out with our cock out with some King Diamond Halloween. Wow, what a block of music that was.
Son of a gun, man.
I'm telling you, I love radio. I love sharing what I love about music with you people, man. It is like, this is like a dream come true for me. Podcast is like a dream come true, which is great because, you know, I just got, one of my dreams just got shit on. So, you know, it'll help me get through the bitterness of it. And, you know, and I love talking to people, but I like the anti-hostage gift that radio gives, where, like, I love talking to people, I love being around people, but all of a sudden I'll get uncomfortable and just need to disappear, and that's not possible. So this gives me the ability. It's nothing personal to anybody that I'm talking to. I just get anxiety sometimes, and then I act weird, you know. But it's really important to me to be able to communicate, and maybe, who knows, maybe this will, like, break that wall down to where, like, I do better in social settings. But anyway, enough of my psychological problems, Anyway, what a block of music that was. Started off with Halloween, King Diamond, and Dead Man's Party, Oingo Boingo. God, I love Oingo Boingo. Oingo Boingo is like the B-52s. There's no such thing as a bad B-52 song.
Everyone sings
them. You know?
Sorry.
Heavy Metal Thunder, Saxon, a great band I love sharing with people that, you know, a lot of people just don't know how influential that band was on so many of the bands, you know, that followed. Saxon, just unbelievable. And then a little block from, you know, one of my colleagues, old bandmate, label mate, DP, U.S. Bombs, Your Country, and We Are the Problem, because we are the problem. With no solution, we are definitely the problem. And then one of my favorite Orange County bands, Smogtown, Sex Offender, Gender Bender. Glory Holes in Singapore. Can tell if it's a lady or man. I love that. Fucking, I'm telling you. That band is full of the coolest guys, too. Guitardo. Great name for a guitar player. And Chavez, man. I'm telling you, great guys. And then ended that set with one of the greatest ladies in punk rock, Texas Terry, with her version of What Love Is. Man, I'm telling you, it's been a great, great day already, and a great hour with you. Listeners are the shit. So, shall we say goodbye, David? Goodbye!